Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Father, bind up every evil spirit, demonic spirit, try to come to steal the seed. Amen. If y'all would get in your Bible, please. Psalm 66 and 1:8. We're going to talk about today unanswered prayer. Why are a lot of people prayers that they pray are unanswered? Oh, glory. This is the most powerful weapon that you and I have. Okay, in this dimension called earth, in the name of Jesus Christ, is prayer, our communication to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so if you will turn with me to Psalm, I believe it is 66 and 18. When we turn to Psalm 66 and 18, and I'm turning as well. Amen. And let's look why. Are my prayers unanswered? This is the most vital, important lesson ever. Okay, it says, if I regard, okay, iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Okay, so let's break down if I regard. The word regard, in the Hebrew, the word is ra'ah, ra'ah, okay? And ra'ah means to see. And then we go to, so ra'ah, regard, iniquity, the word there is avin. And that word means wickedness, evil. Okay, if I see evil or evil ways, if I see this in my what? Heart, that's to say lab, which is to say feelings. If I see this in your feelings, the what? The Lord, the Adonai, okay, Lord will not hear me. Amen. So number one, secret sin within, okay, blocks communication that's trying to go, you know, beyond. Okay, you can't, you got secret sin that's within, that within your feelings, which is to say your heart, there's something you holding against somebody, there's some things in your feelings that you got against somebody, and you haven't let it go, and you're still holding on to it, and so therefore you're not able, amen, to be able to, you know, get what you want. Okay, you're not able to get what you want from God, where all blessings flow. Now, if you will, number two thing, which should be number one, is disobedience. Disobedience. That's why we are in trouble, because of disobedience. And you wondering why. You won't surrender to the one that is in charge. God left Jesus in charge, and then if you ain't saved, amen. So therefore, you can't go no further, amen, than where you are. You can't get out what you're in, amen, because you holding on to a secret sin. So number two, the disobedience. Disobedience. Deuteronomy 1:45. It reads, and ye return and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you. Amen. Because you be in disobedience. Now, so you need to surrender today and realize that, you know, I realize that I need to obey the Heavenly Father, where all blessings flow. He won't let me go no further. And I know he's got everything, and I'm trying to go further, all right? So, Yehovah, which is to say God, not Jehovah. There's no J's in the Hebrew, but Yehovah, God, will not let you go no further than where you are because of disobedience. So, I'm just going to give you two today. So, we dealt with secret sin that lies within, okay, your feelings, which is to say your heart, amen, and disobedience, not surrendering, coming under the authority of one that's in charge, which is to say God, which is to say Jesus, which is to trickle down to the Holy Spirit, because he is the leader right now for all believers in Christ. This is your message today. If you want your blessings, deal with the secret sin that lies within your feelings, which is to say your heart, and obey, come into obedience. Okay, you know God ain't smoking weed, you know God ain't drinking, you know God ain't fornicating, you know he ain't committing adultery, you know he ain't doing witchcraft, the list goes on and on. You know what God is. God is holy. Okay, so let's get this straight. If you won't answer prayer, there's nothing like God's blessings when you pray and get a breakthrough. Amen. So I'm just going to deal with two right now, but there's a whole list of these things. Amen. In case you do not know Jesus is your Lord and Savior, repeat after me, God, I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I do accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior into my heart. And I believe if you said that, then you know what I'm saying, you are saved. Also, always remember, if you need a place to come and fellowship and get good teaching, come on out to Touch the Air from the Heart Ministries, Apostle Vincent Williams, Prophetess Fenica Tate Williams, 6721 Springdale Road, Riverdale, Georgia, 302-74 at 10 a.m. on Sundays. All right, call us at any time. We're really concerned about you. My number is 470-458-8748. God bless you until we meet and talk again in Jesus' name. Blessings. Amen.